Hey guys, and welcome back. It's Hallie's channel, and I'm Hallie. So today we'll be continuing the Spiderwick series, and we'll be reading chapter 2. So let's get started. Chapter 2, in which Nicholas goes for a little with that weird book tucked under one arm, Lori walked around the hot, fresh port of such streets like she was on some kind of exciting safari. Sorry if I pronounced words wrong. She tried to peer into a partly finished house. She looked behind buildings as Nick grudgingly trailed along. Lori stopped at the newly made lake with grates under each of the bridge to keep alligators out and a fountain in the middle that kept it from going stagnant, and then kicked off her flip-flops. "What are you doing?" Nick asked her. He wondered how long he had to follow her around. He wondered if you could die from boredom. She tied her long skirt up high on her legs. "Wadding, I thought we were looking for fairies," he said, glancing back at his house. The kitchen window was pretty good view of the lake, so pushing her in was out of question. "I am," she said. "I'm checking for hoof prints on the bank. That would be the evidence that Kelpies live here. Or maybe I'll find reed pipes made by Nixies." "What's a Kelpie?" "A water horse." She dragged one bare foot through the silt and made her voice ominous. "It tricks people into getting onto its back and then drowns you. Spooky, right? Whatever. Why would you want to find that? I know better than to ride it," she said. "I'm not stupid. The guide tells you how to handle fairies." Nick sighed and scrunched his toes against the fronts of his sneakers. He couldn't have minded going in the brackish water, but his dad would freak. He didn't want to. Nick, swimming in anything that wasn't full of chlorine and was always giving dire warnings about jellyfish and riptides to Jules. "You're not going to find anything, you know. Nothing lives here, except maybe turtles. They just dredge this lake. They're going to dump in some fish eventually, but no one's get around to it yet." Lori kicked over in an empty turtle shell. "I guess a turtle used to live here. Looks like something got it." She padded over where the tangles of fresh-planted sea grapes met the old woods, where the pinwheel-like palms grew besides the puffy tufts of pine trees. "You must come out of here all the time with Jules. You're so lucky to have a brother to do that stuff with." "Yeah," Nick said. He didn't feel like explaining that Jules was busy a lot with his friends and his girlfriend. It was just none of her business. "I always wished I had a brother." The air got hot and thick and sticky. Nick thought longingly of the air conditioning and the game in his bedroom. Then he remembered his bedroom wasn't his bedroom anymore. No longer his territory. "We're not allowed to walk in the woods." "We won't go far," she said, opening the book and holding it out as she picked away through the scrub, leaving the water and Nick behind. "Be on the lookout for strange footprints or boulders that look like they have eyes, or trees with eyes, or anything with eyes. And especially look to see if you find a four-leaf clover or a stone that has a hole worn through it." "Don't be so dumb," said Nick, looking at the empty turtle shell. "I've never seen anything like that." Lori didn't answer. She just kept going. As he followed, he caught glimpses of her between palm trees and scrub. The different distant sounds of the construction served only to remind him of how far they were from anyone. A storm was coming. In the dim light, the leaves had turned silvery and strange. "This is boring," Nick said half-heartedly. Lori shrugged her flip-flop straps threaded through her fingers, her bare feet crunching reindeer moss as she got deeper into the woods. He didn't want to continue following her, but he didn't want to be standing all by himself like an idiot either. "Have you ever found one?" Nick called, walking through shrubs and caught on the fabric of his shorts. He pulled himself free. "One what?" She was only a few feet away, looking closely at the sides of palm trees. It was grooved with shallow woodpecker holes. Nick jogged over to the wheezed, already out of breath. "Something out of the book." Lori frowned. "I don't know," she said finally. Sans furs had scratched thin lines on her calves, but she didn't even seem to notice. I guess I've seen some weird stuff. Like, look at that way, the hill slopes over there. Nick squinted. He never been even this far in the woods, and he wasn't sure what he was supposed to be noticing about the hill even further on. But it was true that on the hill, long banging trees grew like a beard beside a strange-shaped boulder that resembled a sleeping eye. He shuddered. Either Lori's crazy or contagious, or he was getting heat stroke. Looking down at his feet, Nick realized he was standing on a patch of clover. He glanced over at his stepsister, but he hadn't noticed, so he squatted down and ran his fingers through the green plants. Just as Nick was going to straighten up, he saw a single four-leaf clover. He reached out and carefully pinched it off at the stem. If he gave it to Lori, he bet that she'd agree to go back to the house. But he'd never found one before, and he wasn't sure he wanted to give it up. He twirled it once in his fingers. Somehow it suddenly seemed greener, more vivid, and through his vision had sharpened. Maybe the clover would make him lucky, and some other kid would move into the houses and save him from the summer with Lori. Searching through his pockets, they came up with a receipt that looked like it had been through the laundry once. He folded the clover inside it and tucked it back into his shorts. Lori squeaked as he looked over guiltily. She was looking up. Rain splashed on Nick in fat, warm drops. Summer Storm, he said, let's go back. But Lori freaked that she was just lifted her hands up and spun around in her hair, plastered her neck, and skirt got soaked. Come on, Nick, she said. Let's pretend that we're tree spirits. That was the final straw for Nicholas. He didn't care if his dad yelled at him, leaving Lori by herself. He didn't care if she couldn't find her way back and get lost in the woods and an alligator ate her. He was going home and playing his video games, and that was that. Turning him back to her, he started walking. He followed the lake around, listening to the raindrops hiss as they hit a splat. The rain stopped as Nick stepped onto his own scraggly brown lawn. He sighed. It hadn't rained long enough to make any difference, just enough to annoy him. He walked in the door and went up to his room, where there were games he knew how to win. Lightning crackled, shooting horizontally through the sky, and thunder boomed. The rain hadn't started up again, but it sounded like it was going to come down hard when the storm blew all the way in. Nick concentrated. If he just collected a couple more mushrooms, he could give them to the old wise woman and collect the Blade of Ultimates. Suddenly, the room went black, and his screen powered off before he could just save or do anything but stare dumbly. He scrambled up off the bed in his new and shared bedroom. Downstairs, he heard his father's voice, but not what his father said. The lightning flashed again, and through the bedroom window, Nicholas saw a pale body out in the wide stretch of grass between the lake and the remaining wetlands. He squinted. Lori. He couldn't remember how long it had been since he came inside, and he wasn't sure if the sky had gotten dark because it was too late or because of the storm. But if that was Lori on the grass, why was she just lying there? What could have his mind shied away from completing the thought? After scrambling down the stairs, he ran to the back door. The lack of rain was rippling over oppressive pressure in the air. The streetlights weren't on, but flashes of lightning churned to the sky, bright enough for Nick to see. He ran as fast as he could towards the body before everything went black again. Then he kept running through the dark, only to stop suddenly as he got close and choked up on the screen. A creature lay on its side, its green skin fading to white in places and dry as leaves. Its eyes were closed, and it didn't seem to have a nose, just two slits above a slash of a mouth. Weird tendrils stuck out from the creature's forehead, and brownish ribbons of grass covered its head like hair. It wasn't covered in purple glitter. It didn't have wings, but Nicholas had a sinking feeling that it was going to turn out to be a fairy anyway. And that is the end of chapter 2. I will see you guys tomorrow for chapter 3, and I hope you guys enjoy. Please share the video and like it, and listen to more. This was Hallie Longley for podcast. Bye.
So hey guys, I'm sorry if I'm not feeling well. I cannot finish my Spiderwick series, so unfortunately that will not be a possibility. I would just like to give you an update. So yes, I will probably be beginning a new series soon. I'm not quite sure what it will be, but hopefully it'll be interesting. I'm thinking of doing a series on stories I invent. So, yeah. Talk to you guys later. Bye. So, hey guys. I'm sorry if I'm not feeling well. I cannot finish my Spiderwick series. So, unfortunately, that will not be a possibility. I would just like to give you an update. So, yes, I will probably be beginning a new series soon. I'm not quite sure what it will be, but hopefully it'll be interesting. I'm thinking of doing a series on stories I invent. So, yeah. Talk to you guys later. Bye. So, hey guys. I'm sorry if I'm not feeling well. I cannot finish my Spiderwick series. So, unfortunately, that will not be a possibility. I would just like to give you an update. So yes, I will probably be beginning a new series soon. I'm not quite sure what it will be, but hopefully it'll be interesting. I'm thinking of doing a series on stories I invent. So, yeah. Talk to you guys later. Bye. So, hey guys, I'm sorry if I'm not feeling well. I cannot finish my Spiderwick series, so unfortunately that will not be a possibility. I would just like to give you an update. So, yes, I will probably be beginning a new series soon. I'm not quite sure what it will be, but hopefully it'll be interesting. I'm thinking of doing a series on stories I invent. So, yeah. Talk to you guys later. Bye. So, hey guys. I'm sorry if I'm not feeling well. I cannot finish my Spiderwick series, so unfortunately that will not be a possibility. I would just like to give you an update. So yes, I will probably be beginning a new series soon. I'm not quite sure what it will be, but hopefully it'll be interesting. I'm thinking of doing a series on stories I invent. So, yeah. Talk to you guys later. Bye. Hey guys, so I'm not feeling the best. I just need to give you an update that I will not be finishing my Spiderwick series because it, unfortunately, is impossible. Also, I would like to add, I will be starting a new series. I'm not quite sure what it'll be yet, but I have an idea in mind. Either I'll be doing stuff on different countries in French or English. I'm still not certain. That, or I will be telling you about stories I invented. So, I do hope I feel better and I can get back to you guys. So, have a nice day. So, hey guys, I'm sorry if I'm not feeling well. I cannot finish my Spiderwick series, So, unfortunately, that will not be a possibility. I would just like to give you an update. So, yes, I will probably be beginning a new series soon. I'm not quite sure what it will be, but hopefully it'll be interesting. I'm thinking of doing a series on stories I invent. So, yeah. Talk to you guys later. Bye. So, hey guys, I'm sorry if I'm not feeling well. I cannot finish my Spiderwick series, so unfortunately that will not be a possibility. I would just like to give you an update. So yes, I will probably be beginning a new series soon. I'm not quite sure what it will be, but hopefully it'll be interesting. I'm thinking of doing a series on stories I invent. So, yeah. Talk to you guys later.